Hi, I'm Hannah Bruce. I'm a local artist.
Yes, and we're in your shop, which you've had open in the run-up to Christmas, and you know, a lot of artwork on display, and you've been supporting local local people with arts and crafts, you know, giving them a sort of a showcase, I suppose, to sell their work.
Absolutely. I managed to get together about 20 people in here, and as local as we could manage, and people with the arts and the crafts and the handmade beautiful items that really make our shop look really special.
And it is unique as well. I mean, do you think people are sort of finding that they'll come in here and they'll get something that you can't get on the likes of, you know, going online and going to sort of big chain shops? You come here, you get something special, something unique.
Absolutely. I think that every artist is going to be providing something very different in here, and it's been, we've had pottery, we've had beautiful Islamic design work, we've got beautiful paintings, so many different variations on that, oil paintings, ink, watercolour, and we've also got linen, antique linen lady who makes these beautiful items out of French linen, which is of a higher quality, and we've got pottery in here from Charlotte Doe, and we've got earrings, all designer kind of things, so everything's as unique as you can get it, really.
Wow. And I mean, how did you kind of connect with all the artists? How did you kind of get all this sort of the idea of this shop? How did that all come together?
I'm a very social person. I love talking to artists. I love engaging with artists. And I suppose I've collected names over the years, and cards and things and events I've done. I've been a practicing artist full-time for 7 years. Prior to that, I was teaching, so I'm a very outgoing kind of person, and the people that I meet at different events, I will collect their information and kind of make it available to them.
Oh, that's a build up the contacts, and then you thought, right, the opportunity came up, you know, I know this was the Yours clothing shop, so they closed down, and you thought, oh, there's an opportunity here, did you?
Yeah, absolutely. I work with the Lightbox quite closely, and when Woking Arts Hub was in existence, I worked with them, and I'm up for any opportunities in that can be a collective thing for all of us to benefit from. And one of the lovely things about something like this is that we can all share the manning of it. Yeah. So I don't necessarily have to be here the entire time. In fact, I did when we were setting up. Unfortunately, I caught COVID, so we had a backup plan, and we had 10 days where other people were able to man the shop, and I didn't have to just shut it up, and we had it covered, basically. So it's been brilliant, and it's a team collective effort, and I think everybody's benefited. And if the some artists do much bigger things, and we've always found that after something like this, people come back to those artists and they'll make those commissions and things.
Yes, so it's all about, you know, raising awareness of the local art scene. It sounds like, you know, in Woking there's a very vibrant art scene.
Yes, and in fact I really want to tap into that, and I know that Woking Council do as well. Rose Blackley's really keen to, you know, get a name, and I know she's developing a almost like a directory of artists that she would, so anyone who wants to get in touch with Rose Blackley at the Woking Council, I know that she wants to do that, and she will be doing that in the new year. And I know that I am indeed collecting names of people who want to be involved. It has to be of a certain standard, of course, so I'm really looking for a more professional edge to things. But I have also set up a Facebook page for this purpose called Woking Makers.
Yes, absolutely. And that's just amazing, you're able to connect people and give them that platform to raise awareness, and hopefully, you know, for the artist point of view, as you say, it leads to more things. People will experience their work, think, oh, I like that, look them up and get in touch, and, you know, who knows where it can lead.
Absolutely. I've had lots of contacts, like Lloyd's Jim, they're after an artist to do a particular project. I've got, you know, there's a bridge that's on about being decorated, and so the children to be involved in that, so we've got that in the pipeline, we hope. you know, there's things like there might even be a gallery space, we hope, maybe in the new shopping centre, and all these ideas and all these artistic things that are going on in Woking, really on board with trying to get those to happen.
It's good timing as well, because there's lots of work going on around Woking, lots of exciting changes. So, you know, you're hoping to be very much a part of that then.
Yes, yes. Anything art-based, throw it at me. I'm happy to help link people up to other artists that are perhaps more suitable for a project, and really on board with, you know, getting it, being like Brighton, you know, being like all these hubs of artistic creativity. Let's make Woking one of them.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really good to see you using a store like this, because, you know, it's known fact the high street, you know, there's a lot going on with shops closing down. And one of the things that springs to mind when I walk into the Peacock Centre, Debenhams. Now, there's some news there, isn't there? Or some possibly.
Potentially, there's some news there. We just have to wait and see on permissions and whether it can be made to be good for the platform that's coming up. But there's definitely news on the horizon with that, and a nice community spirited things going to be going on, and certainly I hope that we can replicate what we did here as a shop, a pop-up shop. But it's all at the you know, Woking Shopping, Peacock Centre, it's all down to them and what they'll let us do, and we're really delighted that they've given us this opportunity.
Absolutely. It's great to sort of have a look around and see some of your art. And how did you first get interested in art? I mean, I gather that's quite a lifelong thing you've been interested in.
Yes, for me, it's forever, isn't it? You know, one of those kids that knew exactly what they wanted to do, and always been the art. And then I wanted to be an art teacher, and I was a head of art at Fulbrook and at St Peter's in Guildford. So I went off and did the qualifications in order to achieve that, and I really, really love teaching children and sharing knowledge, sharing art, and hopefully making people happy and engaged, and with that love and that passion that it brings.
Yeah, it really comes across talking to you how passionate you are, and it's just really brilliant that you're able to, you know, from that young age, know, you know, this is what you want to do, and you've gone out and you've kind of followed the path that you set out all those years ago.
Yeah, and now I had a gallery down. Somebody gave me a shop to run a gallery down in Maybury Road, and it was the old hockey shop, and now kind of that's been developed, and I've moved on, and I'm now in Lansbury Business Estate with my own studio. And so things just roll, don't they? And the people, you get to know people, and opportunities come, and I'm willing to take those on and hopefully inspire others to do the same.
So, all about those opportunities. So if we want to follow what you're doing, I know the shop is closing this week, so yeah, probably a well-deserved break for you for Christmas, but how do we find out more about what's going on with this?
The Woking Makers is the Facebook page I would like to basically share, and I share most of my stuff on Hannah Bruce Art with Facebook, but obviously where I can, if there's a directory with the Woking Council, I can then pass that information on to the team there. So I'm trying to build that, and I'm online, Hannah Bruce, you know, you can find me pretty much, well, all over the place.
Yes, absolutely. So get in touch, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and you know, Happy New Year, and exciting times in 2022.
Yeah, absolutely. Really exciting times. Can't wait. Make loads of different opportunities for everybody. That'd be great. Looking forward to it. Happy Christmas, everybody.